Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along from KeyBank Center here, and really nice to have Jack Quinn start the show with us as camp continues. And yet we are often, so often, reminded of life beyond the walls of an arena. And if you've been on social media in the last hour, from a Sabre standpoint, you're well aware of the unthinkable, unimaginable health challenge that Rasmus Dahlin and his fiance Carolina experienced this summer. Rasmus, just in the last half hour, has been talking to the media. Marty, you found out about it this morning and informed me how she had a massive heart failure when they were in France, and life-saving CPR
for hours,
on life support for weeks, I believe, and then she was the beneficiary of a heart transplant.
Yeah,
and we're so happy to say that, you know, she's on the road to recovery. And obviously, Rasmus is and so grateful to the incredible healthcare providers that he experienced in many places in the world. And the full press release from the Sabres captain is available on Sabres Social and Sabres.com. And we are just so hopeful for the two of them moving forward.
I'll say this, like Rasmus Dahlin talks about the support he got from the Sabres, Lindy, Kevin Adams, the Pagulas. We all know what you know, happened with Kim Pagula, and Damar Hamlin, and the effect that we've gotten to know now how important CPR training and just learning about it can be. It can save lives. And so when Carolina was, they were in France, and she wasn't feeling good, and she's young and healthy, and it can affect everybody. And a heart transplant, we're not talking about, like, even if it was a heart surgery, like, my dad was 39 years old when he had triple bypass. Okay, he was a heavy smoker and all of that at the time. It's still very significant. Take that multiplied by 100 when you think of a heart transplant. That is incredible. And they were in France for weeks and weeks and weeks because they couldn't get her back to Sweden. I mean, you're talking about somebody on life support. Yeah, and so the support from the NHL, NHLPA, the doctors in both Sweden and France and around the world that helped, and that she's, you know, doing better and she's going through rehab and all of it. It had to be just a challenging moment for their families in this summertime. So incredible But yeah, I mean, I, you know, you've all seen my commercial with Connect Life where I talk about and yell to you guys about blood donation, but it's not just blood donation, it's organ donation, mm-hmm. and it saves lives. And my driver's license is signed, sealed, delivered. Something happens to me tomorrow, my organs are going to help people like I want it to be. And luckily for Rasmus and Carolina, like it saved their life to have a heart.
The one thing that you said right off the bat, which is what they want to remind people, to spotlight the importance of CPR treatment, CPR training, organ donation, all of it. And we have learned a lot in this market about that, those topics. And it will never not hit you with the same type of impact, because you've outlined
and
Kim
talk about
and
it
Tamara.
With your family too.
Of course.
Because like, Tara Pegula talks, and I saw an interview maybe a month ago about the night that obviously Kim had her cardiac arrest, and he said they ran by the defibrillator, which was in the closet multiple times, not even knowing it was there. And it happens, right? But it's just talk to your family if you have measures in the house so that everybody knows. Because in these moments, it's so stressful. You forget that maybe you have something that could save lives or help, or that you're training, like somebody in the house. Hey, little Johnny had got trained a month ago at work or at school, like can help us in that moment. That's important.
So important. Again, the full statement letter, if you will, from Rasmus and Carolina on Sabres Social and Sabres.com. Always incredibly difficult to then, you know, put it back on the ice and,
well, I can't wait. Before we go there, I can't wait until she appears to a game at some point. And knowing our fans and our community, like the recognition of her and what she's meant now to this organization and Erasmus and their foundation and everything, like I have goosebumps thinking like of the standing ovation she will get when she comes back to a game.
And the group with the captain was first out of the blocks here this morning at the arena with a 9 a.m. practice that is basically two sessions, an awful lot of work, and then more of, you know, scrimmage-y type situations that followed. Has anyone, like, kind of caught your eye at this point? I had to chuckle at one point. And not that it was the be-all intent, because from end to end they went, and it was more positioning type drills and defending better. And that obviously has been
the
like
key.
The point of emphasis.
Yeah.
At one point I thought to myself, well, they appear to be taking this to heart because no one is scoring.
And tell me about it. My kid at Army last week, he had a scrimmage and it ended 0-0. And I'm like, you guys are going to need to score goals. He goes, all week it was about defensive systems.
Yeah,
so they ended the scrimmage 0-0. So it worked.
Yeah.
So if nobody's scoring, it's working if they're working on defensive systems. But at the same time, I'd like to see Tage rip one bar down at some point and say, you know what, there's a goal. But he stands out to me just because of, you know, the importance. So my eyes go to him, his importance to the team and his impact on the team. I love what Tage Thompson said, 50 goals, 100 points. I think I can get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, oh, how about that? Like, you're setting the bar at 25 goals and 50 points for Tage Thompson would be a mockery. And it's like, come on now. We need more than that. He goes 50, 100. He may not get to 50 or 100, but at least the thinking that he believes in himself that he can get there, he dreams about the golden goal, saying that he wants to be on Team USA at the Olympics and he wants to score that winning goal that's going to
get him. Like he did at the Worlds.
Like he did at the Worlds. But, but I mean, we all know Sidney Crosby did that in 2010. Like, there's, you know, there's these type of situations. Like, that's awesome that I want Tage Thompson to put that on his plate.
You talk about, like, it's funny why this just jumped in my head, but, you know, some players have that opportunity, especially this year, to chase their Olympic dreams in season. Yet one of the greatest players in the last 20 years in the league has never and would never get that chance because Slovenia, where he comes from, is so small to the point where Anže Kopitar was the first ever to come from that country. And all he's done in the last 20 years is be the fifth highest scorer without ever being a 100-point guy behind Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Malkin, and Pat Kane. That's the 20-year resume of Anže Kopitar, who is now entering his final season in the NHL, as announced yesterday.
Is he the greatest Kings of all time?
No, because obviously Wayne Gretzky played there. No, Marcel Dion, okay. Luc Robitaille.
But he's in the conversation.
Of course
there's a Mount Rushmore of LA Kings.
Well, he's on it because he was the co-playoff leading scorer in both of their cup years when they won in 12 and 14, something Gretzky, Dion, Robitaille were never able to accomplish. That core of Kopitar, Brown, Doughty, and Quick are they could be the Rushmore, but that would be incredibly disrespectful to Marcel Dion.
Yes.
But Kopitar needs only 30 points in this final season to be the all-time King of Kings when it comes to scoring.
So my first thought, somebody asked me that question yesterday. That's why I'm bringing it up to you, because my first thought, first number that name that popped into my head, the greatest king, somehow I went to Luc Robitaille. Maybe that was me as a young kid.
Goals alone,
like,
gets him there,
you know, left winger, one of the best all time. And I remember watching the All-Star game. Obviously, Luc Robitaille, French-Canadian. Our French TV would always go to him to get sound bites. He was funny, charismatic, great guy. So that went there. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. Marcel Dion. And you almost start to forget about it because LA was not that great. Like, they didn't win cups with him. And he was overshadowed by others that won a little bit. But I'm like, look at the numbers of Marcel Dion. And obviously, Wayne Gretzky. But for me, Wayne, he was really good in L.A. Let's not – was it the 1 year he had a point in every home games, including playoffs? Like, you paid for a ticket, you knew Wayne Gretzky was getting a point. Like,
he got
them
so close for the first ever time in 1993. So about Dion, if Kopitar does pass him, needing 30 points to do so, the reality is he will have taken 500 more games than Dion – to get to that number. They are completely different players.
Yes.
But, and it's kind of funny because I mentioned it to you at the end of the show yesterday with Perreault and knowing his birthday and things like that, because he was my idol as a kid. I went back. So what really struck me in the Kings release yesterday and Kopitar addressing the media and seeing it on social was just the beautiful picture of the jersey and number 11. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that number means the most to me in sports. And I just find it, it's hard to know exactly why you fall in love with the athletes that you do, that you follow them, you respect them, you defend them to the nth degree because they're your favorite. And so 11 has been ingrained in me for so long with Perreault, and I don't know what it was about Kopitar, but literally from his first week in the NHL, I was like, I love how this guy plays the game. And I'm sure part of it was just seeing someone wearing that 11. And to think now that he has delivered more than anybody could have imagined. Like, his draft year, it almost felt like because of his country of birth, people were afraid to take him in the top 10.
Or nobody talked about him.
And he was there, and then it becomes this, like, and he has done it in one of the biggest markets, exceeded expectations, and yet it feels like he did it quietly.
Very quiet.
I think that's so
that's
cool.
That's the beauty of it, right? That he was able to be so consistent and so steady. And so you talk about the number 11, Gilbert Perreault, number 11. And it makes me think, like, oh, we're the best 11 in the game, right? Mm-hmm. Marc Messier, 11. But I think Kopitar could be on that banner. With
and
all
Perreault
guys.
Is on it as well.
Oh, yeah, like, 100%.
Do you know that Gilbert's going to be 75 this year? And I wrote about him on Sabres.com on his 70th birthday.
Yeah.
And one of the, and I might have written it with like 70 points about his career, you know, to honor his 70 years. The one thing that I went back and revisited yesterday, when he retired, Marty, he was the 7th all-time leading scorer in the history of the game at that point. And Gordy was number 1, Marcel Dion was number 2, and incredibly, after only 8 seasons, Wayne Gretzky was already 4th on the list.
Who was 3?
Now you're making me...
I don't know. I'm going to have to read it. Everybody, you want
But I just went to NHL.com last night just to, you know, kind of...
Incredible.
So
Kopitar... It's amazing, though. Like, I was totally surprised. Like, he can still play 5 years, probably, but this will be the last year. You know, kind of like there's a couple of legends in LA that are retiring this year. For those that follow baseball, Clayton Kershaw had his final regular season start at Dodger Stadium last night.
Wow.
Like, he is not going to pitch there in the regular season ever again. Obviously, there's the playoffs, but Clayton Kershaw is retiring. Andre Kopitar is going to do the same at the end of the season. This will be a new generation of LA Kings moving forward because Jonathan Quick is not there anymore. Drew Doughty's got a few more years. And, you know, they're going to move on with other players.
When Perreault retired, the list was Howe, Dion, Esposito, Gretzky,
Esposito,
Makita, Johnny Busick, and then Perreault. And what really stood out was Perreault's points per game were so elite at the time. And
Gretzky had played half the game of everybody else and almost a third of Gordie Howe. And he was already 4th on the list.
He was averaging 2.41 points per game.
That's not even funny. And when there's a debate who is the best player to play the game, think about that. In his first eight seasons, he was averaging almost 2.5 points per game.
But the beauty was, in Wayne's rookie year, he tied with Dion for the scoring lead, but Marcel got it because he had more goals. And that was, you know.
That's a great trivia question.
What an incredible accomplishment. Yeah, and Dion and the Triple Crown line, and yet all these years later, we talk of Kopitar and his teammates and the ability to hoist a couple of Stanley Cups, but incredibly, yesterday we were talking about how they've lost 4 straight years in the postseason to Edmonton in the first round.
Yeah.
Kopitar and the Kings hope to rewrite that this year in what will be Anze's final NHL season. More from Sabres camp as we continue Sabres Live after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.